We're here at the Orion Sports Performance Centre at Heriot Watt University, where the Paralympic skiers are being kitted out for the upcoming Milano Cortina Winter Games 2026. And I'm delighted to be joined by Sam Cousins and his guide, Adam Hall. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
So, Sam, I believe this is your first Winter Games, but you have had a wee bit of success in Italy before?
Yeah, so this is my first Paralympic Games. I have had some success in Italy before, racing in Pila, won the national champs in GS. And then obviously I've done a few more races in Italy as well as that.
Guess first question, are you excited then? I would be if I was you.
Yeah, I'm incredibly excited, mainly just for the environment and kind of seeing how it is compared to other races.
And you're 19, I believe.
19.
You're the youngest of the team then?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
There's a guy with one hand who is 16.
Wow. Okay. Can you tell the listeners about your visual impairment?
So I have a visual impairment called nystagmus and ocular albinism. It means my eyes shake quite quickly side to side. The albinism means I'm incredibly sensitive to light as well. So going from a dark room to a light room or like a flash from a camera is really painful. I have very limited peripheral vision and about 6 to 8 meters in front of me.
How did you first get into skiing?
I first got into skiing because of my parents. They were skiers when I was younger and they basically wanted me to give it a go. And then I started racing up at a dry slope near my house in Norfolk. And from there on, just progressed, carried on racing.
And how long have you been involved with Paralympics GB?
Ooh, Paralympics GB,
probably a couple of years at least.
Two or three years now. Yeah.
And what are your aims? What are you hoping for?
Obviously, main hope is going to be a medal. Whether it happens or not, you don't know until you're there.
How's your form been going into it?
My form recently has been really good. We've just been racing out in Eastern Europe, and I've, as Adam said to me earlier, we've completed Eastern Europe. We kind of wiped the floor.
What category are you in?
AS4, visually impaired.
Okay. And how many events will you be taking part in?
Slalom and GS.
Okay. And Adam, how long have you been working with Sam?
Coming up to 4 years, a year in, kind of met Sam, and then the goal was to take him to these games. And
is this your first as well?
Yes, so yeah, first major.
Yeah, must be really exciting. And what about the kitting out as well? That must be exciting too. Will you take it you've not done anything like that before?
No, nothing like this before.
What do you think of the gear? If you could describe it to the listeners, what's it like?
I quite like it. It's a little bit funky. It's definitely got there's been some funny choices, but it is also quite cool looking, some of it.
And it's Adidas as well, so well-known brands.
Yeah.
No, it is good. Yeah, there's this poncho that makes you look like a flying squirrel.
Is that the pink one?
No, it's like a big poncho, which is the thing that I thought was a little bit funny, which kind of...
Yeah, but other than that, I think it's bang
on. The rest
on.
Of the kit is cool.
Yeah. So when do you fly out?
We fly out on the 1st.
And what are you most looking forward to, Adam?
Probably the food. I don't know, me and Sambo are always pretty hungry. Like, we can eat as much as we're very lean.
So what's this stage like? Because I imagine there'll be other events on, but you guys have been training pretty much for 4 years for this one event. What's this sort of in limbo bit in between? Are you still training, or is it just, do you rest for a week or two before it? How does it work?
No, I think still training in the gym. When we're in the UK, we're not skiing. We can't do dry slope or anything, so it'll just be a maintenance, and then knowing that we're fully ready for when we go in snow. Start March.
And final question, if anyone blind or partially sighted is listening, what advice would you give to them if they fancy giving skiing a go?
Stay persistent with it, just keep at it. You'll reach a point where you kind of plateau, but after that, if you keep working through it, you do just keep progressing.
Well, Sam and Adam, thanks very much for your time, and I wish you best of luck at the games. Thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.